This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, reminding you that every week at this time, we're on the air and the podcast with information that pertains to the American agriculturalist. That is you. This program is for you, the family farmer. Also for the folks who enjoy what's going on at your farm, families, food, all tied in together. So with the beginning of the program, I like to get into the news, the interesting news for those of us who are concerned about the weather. Later on in the program, I'll have a commentary on the weather and information that's available, what it's done to a lot of farmers this year. Certainly in the northern climes, we've had a very dry season. But in terms of the winter, whether you are pessimistic or optimistic, I get a big kick out of the information that comes from sort of competing sources as to what the winter is all about. There are two almanacs, as most of you probably know, the old Farmer's Almanac and the regular Farmer's Almanac. The old Farmer's Almanac is actually the old Farmer's Almanac, and then there's the newer one. But they have completely different reads on what the weather is going to be for this winter. The old Farmer's Almanac calling for light winter, while the Farmer's Almanac says it's going to be cold and snowy. So I don't know what we do with that except prepare. Predicting the weather, as you know, especially a long-term forecast, is not exactly what you'd call an exact science. So as we understand what the predictions are for this winter, keeping in mind how dry it has been and how helpful it would be, although I've found the last 4 or 5 years, frankly, on my farm, to be distracting because it's hard to get on the land, especially if you want to plant I've got 3 or 4 large fields that I've been trying to get seeded down in good Timothy hay and alfalfa for a couple of years. I can't seem to get to it at the end of the season in time to get germination. And at the beginning of the season, I want to beat the weeds. So I always put buckwheat and barley in the mix so it'll grow faster and keep the weeds out. But the land often is so wet you can't get on it until the middle or the end of May, which is, you know, that's when you got to get started haying. So anyway, looking around at what's going on, the greatest chance, according to the Farmer's Almanac, for warmer than normal conditions extend across the southern tier of our country from the southwest across the Gulf states and into the southeast. More modest probabilities for warmer temperatures forecast for the southern parts of the west coast, that is the LA basin, et cetera, and in the mid-Atlantic, Pennsylvania, well, actually from Virginia through Pennsylvania and up into New York and New England. It's supposed to be a mild winter. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, this is another place where you get the so-called official weather forecast. So if you're planning, wondering about precipitation in the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, these are what we are describing, or at least NOAA describes as equal chances zones. Could be wetter than normal, could be drier than normal. El Nino or La Nina, whichever is the impact on the Pacific, hasn't seemed to make up its mind yet. And therefore, the questions about where we're going to have the kind of beneficial weather that when springtime comes around, we'll be happy with what we have to start with, in a manner of speaking. That's really, I was surprised we had as dry a season as we had this past year. The last, you know, we all, as dreamers, we'd like to think that the season will be just perfect. One day a week of rain and the rest of it sunshine. Right? That's in utopia, which we haven't quite found yet. So at any rate, the weather forecasts are iffy for much of the country. This year it is La Nina, by the way. I was talking about one or the other. When sea surface temperatures are cooler than average, in the equatorial Pacific for at least several months. That alters the topical patterns, and the global atmospheric circulations are different. There's not anything, when I say topical, I mean it's kind of what you expect. But with La Nina, all bets are off. It could be moderate, could be strong. Less snowy weather, though, in the east. That's what really La Nina is all about. And so with that in mind, I'm not talking to just the northeast. That happens to be where I am. I'm looking back to the last time we had La Nina, which was 2017, 3 years ago. The winter was about average in terms of precipitation. But if you go back to the year before that, when there was a La Nina, 2011, 2012 was much drier. Other factors that are affected by the Arctic, the jet stream, that kind of stuff, that has a big impact on the weather. So I guess it's anybody's guess. I don't know if I've been helpful with this or not, but it gets conversation started when talking about the winter. Farmer's Almanac, by the way, used as a headline, Winter of the Great Divide. In the Northeast last year, we didn't have much snow, but they say it's different this year. Possibility of blizzards hitting during the second week of February and into March, 1 to 2 feet of snow, Washington all the way up the corridor to Boston. I mean, that's a winter storm. What's a big deal about that? Mother Nature Network also has another prediction. They actually are tied into the Old Farmer's Almanac, but they're suggesting that there are a lot of influences like the magnetic storms on the surface of the sun. And that's where a lot of the predictions actually come from NOAA. And the sunspots have gone away, so gentler and kinder is the word. Just a quick mention of the choices that you'll be making when this broadcast airs. It'll be a few days before the election. You hopefully are going to be voting for lots of different things. It's not just the 2020 presidential election, but there are a lot of things that are going on that affect agriculture. Donald Trump, I don't think, has been good for farmers, frankly. I don't know what Biden, I'm trying to remember what Obama. Most of the time, these guys forget about agriculture. They forget about the farms. They do. It's sort of like a drive-by. I thought it was interesting. The National Farmers Union had a Zoom meeting instead of the fall legislative fly-in that they usually have. I participated in these where you travel to Washington to speak with lawmakers about the issues that matter most to all of us. Instead, we did it on Zoom this year. It was, I think it was okay, but it isn't the same as, might be the case if you were actually there. At any rate, Christopher Vane is here from Little Bear Sanctuary down in Florida. I've been focusing on some of these sanctuaries of late because I think it's a good way to call attention to what's going on farms and with animals around the country. So that's coming up in a matter of moments here. Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer with advice on how to get healthy and stay healthy. Thanks to the folks at Calitrim, one of the sponsors of this program and this podcast for a number of years. They are not interested in promoting crash diets, not interested in promoting drugs or stimulants. Calitrim is the exception to the rule, the healthiest choice to help you lose weight safely. People take note of that because most people want to transform how they look and how they feel. So if you're ready to do that on behalf of you and your spouse and your family, go to toploss.com. At Top Loss, you'll see how Calitrin works, when to take it, how it's worked for other people. 86% success rate. They couldn't have that and have been around for 2 decades without this thing working. It's a great avenue to get yourself into a healthy place to avoid the COVID problem, all that stuff. Be healthy, be happy. And with Top Loss offering the buy three, get three free thing right now using the discount code DJB at checkout, you don't have to pay for shipping either using that. You really have a great opportunity to get everybody in the family on this safe program to lose weight and keep it off. Plan on 6 months, but you're only paying for three because you buy three at the regular price, get three. free. That's at toploss.com to lose the weight. And when you're checking out, use the discount code DJV.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
American Family Farmer Doug Steffen here with Christopher Vane, who runs the Little Bear Sanctuary. If you go to the web, littlebearsanctuary.org, you can find the story in detail. We have time to talk about how this works. Christopher, what is your background? Tell me a little about you so that I know how you can connect to this farm sanctuary you have down at Punta Gorda, Florida.
Yeah, sure. Good morning, Doug. How's it going? Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
Yeah, so we opened up Little Bear Sanctuary in 2017. I was a realtor for a long time here in Florida, and I sort of I tell everybody, a midlife crisis. Kind of looked at what I was doing in my life, and animals were always important to me. I originally wanted to be a veterinarian when I grew up. Mm-hmm. So back in 2015, I sort of made the decision that I was going to start a farm sanctuary to rescue farm animals who've been abused and neglected. And by 2017, we bought the farm, so to say, and we started the sanctuary. We're a nonprofit, 501c3, and right now we have rescued approximately, we're up to about 150 animals now, and mostly pigs. I think pigs,
pigs are pigs.
They're quite an interesting.
They are. You know, I've been trying to find one that I could have live on my farm that would just be sort of the gatekeeper. There are, my neighbor for a number of years had a pig that was just fascinating. The pig had sort of like a good dog, had the roaming around the farm, the shtick together, lived in the barn, slept in the barn, door was open to the barn, the pig goes out and about. And, I was kind of trying to find a pig like that for my farm. Maybe you can help me do that, because I think they're really classic characters. And one of the things about my farm, I have a bit of a sanctuary at my farm as well. EastleyFarm.com is my website. There is a wonderful flow, if you will, of animals, all kinds of animals. And I think living together is a great lesson for people to see. And that's kind of what I want to promote. So I'll get to that and other things. Christopher Vane here, co-founder of Little Bear Sanctuary on the American Family Farmer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Moving back into the fold here, I'm Doug Steffen with Christopher Vane. I'm a farmer up in Massachusetts, and Christopher is a farmer down in Florida. You know, it's interesting. I had a lady on, you probably know her, I'm trying to remember her name now, from another sanctuary that's in Jupiter a few weeks back. We sort of do themes here on this program. We've decided to spend a couple of weeks on sanctuaries. I can't remember. Isn't that awful? I can't remember her name.
Oh, gosh. There's quite a few down here, so.
Yeah. Why is there? What is there about Florida that attracts folks who want to save? Is it the weather? Is it the fact that there are a lot of animals down there that have been abused? What brought you to this place? Because you're from New York originally.
Great question. I do have friends in the Northeast who do this, and I just can't imagine, for me personally, having to go through a winter with these animals. And certainly Florida weather is the perfect climate to rescue farm animals. And also, in general, the land is less money.
Yes.
You leave Florida and go to the Northeast, land is, 10 times the price. So, the climate, the price, and I think in certainly in my area of Florida, there's unfortunately a lot of underground wet markets and, things are done to animals, not on the up and up. And I guess, unfortunately there is a need to rescue,
Well, let me put it to you. I'll be a little more. I'll be less tactful. You're being nice and tactful. There are a lot of ignorant people that live in Florida. Having lived there a long time, I've had places in Florida, worked there on the radio, in a number of circumstances. Have lived there. My family's had a focus on Palm Beach County for a number of years. I have some very close friends who are at Wellington for the horse. That's a whole different can of fish, but there are people there focusing on what's going on with the animals, the violations and stuff. And there are a lot of rednecks, and that sounds pejorative to some people, but that's, for me, the term redneck means ignorance often, and maybe that doesn't settle well with people either, but I find the way in my mind, Chris, is this superiority. We're humans and they're not. So we're better than they are. We can do what we want with them. We can treat them, you know, as badly. Look at, you know, all the attention that went to the, what was his name, the football player, Michael Vicks, and the abuses.
The dogs, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of that stuff being done with animals. And whether it's people think it's fun, you know, I don't know what you've encountered, but when you see sort of, go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty brutal things. We recently rescued a piglet that came from Lee County, and someone had a little potbelly pig too. You know how cute they are. Somebody poured acid on him, or some kind of caustic substance down his back, and just burnt his skin off. It was probably one of the worst things I've seen in a while.
And what the hell is the matter with people? Yeah, I guess that's it. I take a more conservative. I don't slaughter any animals on my farm. That's just my choice. A lot of people have to for the reality of what the money does. People raise animals. I can't raise animals to kill them. I don't get it. But that's me. But the market is based on, you know, using animals as meat and food. That's one thing. But to just do what you just described, what sort of subhuman does that? And I don't want that to be the focus of our conversation completely, but I think people need to know the kinds of cruel things that go on and what you're doing to help. I want to talk about that GoFundMe fundraiser as we tell some of these stories. I think it'll help people to want to support you. And we'll do that as we continue here in this week's American Family Farmer Show. Christopher Vane is here from Little Bear Sanctuary in Florida. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah. We thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/Provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/Provember.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has made arrests in Operation Fox Hunt. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said the FBI is proud to have this investigation culminate in criminal charges, the first of their kind. Hurricane Zeta became a Category 2 before hitting the Louisiana coast Wednesday. Winds were in excess of 110 miles an hour, and left nearly 2 million people without power. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Researchers in Spain have announced that 82% of hospitalized patients with COVID-19 were vitamin D deficient. They studied levels of the vitamin in 216 patients admitted to the hospital for COVID-19, finding that 8 in 10 patients were clinically deficient. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism reported a control group of 197 folks. Among these people, 47 were vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D can be produced naturally by exposure to sunlight and found in some foods, including oily fish, eggs and fortified milk, and plant-based milk substitutes. As the presidential campaigns wind down, let's take a look at the Biden camp. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, early voted in Delaware. On Tuesday, he spent part of his day in Georgia trying to flip the state from red to blue. Kate Benningfield is the deputy campaign chairman and communications director for former Vice President Biden. She explains why the former vice president is spending time in Georgia.
What we're doing in this final week is we are keeping as many paths to 270 open as we possibly can. We're talking to as wide a swath of voters as we can. That doesn't mean that we're abandoning what you're calling the traditional blue line states or the priority states to get us to 270. Not at all. In fact, we're just talking to a broader swath of the country.
That audio, courtesy of CNN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Moving back into our focus on sanctuaries, and a specific one down in Florida, Little Bear Sanctuary. It's named for your mother. I understand that the Latin for a little bear is Ursula. And
correct.
So that's where you came up with this, which is kind of...
Yeah, cool. My mom loved animals. She was a very special lady. She supported me in so many different ways, you know, like a good mom. And she said when she died, she would have a barn up in heaven and she would be there for all the animals. So we wanted to recognize her, and we named the sanctuary after her.
Mm-hmm. How do you find help? Where do you go to find people that will work and understand your point of view, understand what you want? How do you find
them? Yeah, sure. We hired an animal caregiver a few months ago, and that's the first employee. And we do have quite a few volunteers. We're at the point now where we're pretty well known down here. So
yeah,
within our community, there's a lot of compassionate people who want to help. And it's been really nice.
Well, I think that you bring. I'm looking at a picture of a lady with a cow, because I'm a cow guy. I'm actually going to flip back
yeah,
to that.
We have quite a few cows.
Yeah. So where the lady's name, Jamie Catano.
She's one of our board members, yeah.
Yeah, right. And what's her connection to cows, other than she looks like she's using this one for therapy? Cow therapy is a big thing now.
Yeah, I know, right? Hug a cow. It's a great way to release some tension. And, we have quite a few cows that love to be hugged. And, Jamie is one of our board members. She's actually in Ohio, and she's magical with the words. She's the writer of all things and grants and all of our social media stuff. So we love her to death.
Well, it shows, and you're attracting an audience. You'll attract an audience by being on this program because it's heard around the country. But it's, thinking about how people, a lot of folks who are listening who are running their own farms, say, it's great if you can afford to do it, but I can't afford to do it. But I think when you get to the end of the road, if you have an animal that is not of any value or purpose and you don't know what to do with it, maybe that's where a place like yours comes into play. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely, right now we're on a case-by-case basis, but, there's quite a few sanctuaries that can help when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
We're certainly, we've got room.
Right. Well, I see this, to go back to the pigs for a second.
Sure.
The pigs as pets. I said to you, I don't remember whether it was off the air or on the air, I want to have a pig that I can have on the farm that just will live there and be a fun, sort of safe way for people to understand that pigs are not big and fat and stupid. Actually, pigs are quite smart in general, are they not? Don't you
smart
find that? But the bigger pigs are kind of like what I've experienced on the farm with the pigs is, especially if they're delivering and you mess around with them, they could be dangerous.
Oh, forget but, it.
Yeah, you don't do that. Yeah.
But, don't mess around with your babies.
No. But how do you make a pig a pet? How have you done
that? Yeah, sure. There's another pandemic in this country other than COVID, and it's pigs as pets, unfortunately, given, the rise in social media and Instagram and Facebook. You see these little cute piglets, and, they all start out little and cute, and you see a lot of people who have them as pets. And I think looking at the bigger picture, there's no such thing as a mini pig. There's no such thing as a micro pig. They all start out 2 pounds. Mm-hmm. And, a mini pig is literally any pig under 300 pounds.
Right.
And then, of course, you've got your farm pigs that, we've got a 1,000-pound Yorkshire that, loves belly rubs just like the little guys.
Yeah.
But what I tell people is, 99% of people who get a pig as a pet end up rehoming it. I mean, the statistics are pretty alarming. Mm-hmm. And another thing is what I see going on right now is people are rescuing pigs from slaughter, assuming sanctuaries are going to take them. And we're so overloaded with pigs right now, and most of the sanctuaries in Florida are. I try to tell people, don't rescue a pig if you're not a rescue. Mm-hmm. It's because there's a lot of assumptions that sanctuaries are just, unlimited space for pigs. It costs money. It's a lot of work.
They aren't always easy. I think that's the point here in part. So
visit a sanctuary, see how they live, make sure you have a vet who can take care of the pig. They got to be spayed and neutered. They have a special feed. There's a lot involved with having a pet pig, but they make amazing companions. They're so smart. They're pretty amazing to have around.
Mm-hmm. So in order to keep your thing going, you've got certainly people on the board that'll help you financially, but a lot of the folks that are doing this have GoFundMe pages, and I wonder if that's I see a GoFundMe page here for you.
Yes.
Is the normal?
Yeah, we have, I was the GoFundMe Hero of the Month for August, which was actually pretty amazing to be chosen out of, the millions and millions of people who who have a GoFundMe. So yeah, that's up. It's specifically to raise money for our 20 acres that have nothing on them right now, so we need to get electric out there. Well, we want to do an office build, have a couple tiny houses so people can actually come and visit the sanctuary and stay here, kind of do some passive income for the sanctuary. And also we're doing an in-house clinic where the vets will be able to come out here and work on the animals.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's something. GoFundMe and the good stuff. You being the hero of the month, that's a good way to attract attention. Chris Vane is here from Little Bear Sanctuary down in Punta Gorda, Florida, which is a place where we have lots of listeners. So this will be good for you all the way around. Good for all of us to hear some of these stories, which is the point of the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with a reminder now, a practical reminder about things that go on at home. Once you get done with your work, you go home, you go to the house, you get ready after dinner to have a good night's rest. Do you always get a good night's rest? Are you sleeping on the right pillows with the right sheets? Do you have the right blankets? They've got, if you go through the catalog at mypillow.com, you'll see this new weighted blanket that they have that is very cozy, a great way to get peaceful, easy, you know that old song, peaceful, easy feeling? Well, that's what you get with a night surrounded by all of these things, these luxury Giza cotton sheets, which Mike Lindell would like you to have at half price, or two for the price of one, actually, the BOGO deal, the towels, the duvet covers, all the selection of pillows that are here. This is a fabulous website. All of the products are made in America, which is also very cool. Everything is washable and dryable. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that stuff. So you've got a busy schedule, and you want to make sure that you have the right things in the bedroom to make sure the night is great. This, by the way, everything comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee that you find in the MyPillow catalog. First night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. They are fabuloso. Two for the price of one using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com for all of the specials. Again, at checkout, use the promo code DJV.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Back in the fold here, Chris Vane, who is from Little Bear Sanctuary down in Punta Gorda, Florida. You talk about Randy, and tell us a little about the story of Randy. I think that's a good connection story.
Yeah, Randy's my husband. We met back in 2016, and it's funny, it was the day before Easter, and friends were like, oh, come on, let's go out. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to go out. I got Easter tomorrow, you know, family functions, blah, 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 blah. So they talked me into it. Same exact deal with Randy. We had never met before, and our friends all knew each other. So there he was. We met, and literally, you know, love at first sight. We, you know, we've been together ever since. Thanksgiving, our fourth year anniversary is on Thanksgiving Day this year.
And, oh, cool. How does he fit into the farm? How does he fit into your love of animals?
He's the vice president, director of operations. He also has the day job that brings in money for us to live.
Mm-hmm.
So he works for getting the car company.
But that's what you need. You can't do these things. Most people think, I mean, these things, the land, the keeping of the animal, this is not something that you enter into lightly. This is not, and that's one of the things you were warning about a few minutes ago. If you think anybody and everybody can rescue an animal, that's really silly thinking. It's a very responsible, it's an undertaking that requires love, dedication, and money. And if you don't have those three things, don't do it. Is that good advice?
Oh, my God, yeah. People say, I want to open a sanctuary.
Nah.
If you can't afford to buy the land and the house and pay for that on your own, then you should not open a sanctuary. And that's not even, you know, to cover the cost of animals and, you know, running a nonprofit. What I do every day is fundraise.
And sure.
If there's a day that I miss or a week that I miss, the numbers.
It's like being a politician. They spend half of their time on the phone raising money to get reelected. Same deal. Same kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So you've got a new podcast. What would one see or hear if they were to find your podcast?
Yeah, Fridays at noon on the Goldilocks Network. We have a live video podcast from the sanctuary. It's from noon to one, and you know, we have on various guests and do like vegan news and cooking and all kinds of stuff like that. It's relatively new, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, well, that's a job and a half as well. Speaking of somebody who's a broadcaster,
if I had nothing else better to do, I had
right. Yeah, exactly. But people can get things. You have a lot of different things that also would bring about support. What do we have? We've got a few seconds left here. If we go online to Amazon, where do we find this product things for you and from you?
Yeah, sure. A great way to support the sanctuary is if you go onto Amazon Smile and list the sanctuary as your nonprofit. Amazon will donate a percentage of money of your total, you know, whatever you spend, they'll donate a percentage of that back to the sanctuary. And also we have an Amazon wish list if you want to buy something directly.
Cool. All right, go to the website. You can get details on all of this. Little Bear Sanctuary, all one word, littlebearsanctuary.org. Thanks to Christopher Vane with the information about this sanctuary and helping us understand that passion is one thing you need, but you need other things to do this correctly. Good story. Chris, thank you. Appreciate you being here this week on the American Family Farmer.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with this comment as we get into the last week of electioneering and the election itself. I'm looking at a lot of different things back and forth, promises made. This is the usual malarkey that comes from politicians who say they have various solutions for agriculture. They've been asked, both of them, about priorities for food production to improve our security. They've been asked about the Chinese failure to buy what they've promised in the trade agreement, so Trump doesn't look good with that. I'm amazed at the number of people. This has really been a seesaw season, if that makes sense. I think it does to me when I look at the support for Trump waning and support growing for Biden, and then asking Biden questions about goals and standards and stuff, and he not really having great answers. These guys don't really make agriculture a priority. So how do you really know what's good for you? I got to tell you something. I'm up in the air. I wasn't going to vote for Trump at all. I was going to vote for whoever the Democrats put up. I put my cards on the table with Michael Bloomberg. Frankly, I thought he would be great, even though he's a big city mayor and runs a very large corporation. He understands and has people around him that I know that would connect him to agriculture. I don't know that with Joe Biden. I think the Obama administration was abysmal when it came to agriculture. I think most of these guys that come from the city, I mean, Obama was from Chicago. He didn't know it's Illinois. Yeah, he was a senator and it's a farm state, but he didn't pay any attention to that, really. He got elected because he focused on the northern part of the state and he was a community organizer, and that's what he knew. He doesn't know anything, and neither does Biden, really. Biden comes from a pretty good agricultural state. Delaware, like New Jersey, has some beautiful farmland and great farms, but I don't get the sense that it's a priority for him. And I know it's not for Trump. Trump has made, you know, a lot of, with him, there's been 4 years of high drama, but with agriculture in the focus, very limited results. I would like to think that he has a stronger hand when it comes to dealing with the Chinese. And with me, if you listen to my regular daily program, the DJV show, you know that my issue, even though 4 years ago was all about immigration and the impact that it had on our lives and on agriculture, et cetera, now my focus is on China and our relationship with them, which really doesn't exist. Our relationship with China can be summarized in three different adjuncts: COVID, the killer bees, these murder hornets that they've brought over here, and the essence of the disruption in our cities caused by them, their money. And so that disruption and the focus on our relationship with them is the most important thing when looking at any politician, whether it's a congressperson. I know that many of you who live in rural areas, hopefully you know the person to represent you in Congress. Maybe some of you are fortunate enough to know a senator, so you get his or her ear when it comes to this stuff. But if we don't change our policy and understand what's going on the farm better than we have the last 4 years, the last 8 years, the last 12 years, I mean, even back in Bush's era, he came from Texas, a farm state. He didn't know from nothing about farming, and the ag secretaries have certainly gone down with each administration. So where do these people think our food's going to come from? You know, if you'll pardon the expression, pissed away all this money, giving it to the wrong people in terms of the stimulus packages and who was supposed to get stuff and what didn't happen. So we've got in the regulations, the EPA regulations that, you know, when Trump came in, he was going to drain the swamp. Well, I don't see him draining the swamp. I see him getting rid of some regulations, but the wrong ones when it came to the EPA. And I see, you know, and Biden's going to be no friend of the farmer with the, that side of the aisle loves regulations and they love the EPA and they love all of these people who want to tell us what we already know, and they don't really. They've learned it in a book. We've learned it by actually being practical with what we do. So, you know, under the circumstances, there are problems with federal health care policies for rural Americans. I hear a lot of gobbledygook and, you know, nonsense when it comes to these people because they don't understand rural America. So I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I don't really want to vote for either one of these guys, frankly. So I guess I'm not much help helping steer you toward somebody. I gave you information on both of them for you to consider. Hopefully you will. I'm Doug Steffen with thoughts here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.